you are on Tani Hey Amidalo. Cross some tight with Avad. It says that Amar.
What number is it?
Same number. Yeah, tell Dr. Braid, try it again.
Dr. Braid, try it again. If not, you'll call back Dr. Harris again.
Recording started here.
Okay. So, So the Gemara is that Amar Rav Yaisi across from Taisus Avad Bamaimer, one line down. Amar Rav Yaisi. Now Rav Yaisi is going to explain why by a wife's sister do we say that everybody agrees that if a person's mezana with his wife's sister, she doesn't become usher. So Amar Rav Yaisi. First he's going to approach it logically. He says, Amar Rav Yaisi, Leinech Lugu Beishamai, this is what we learned yesterday. We're repeating it. Rabbi Shammai and Beisul do not agree. It didn't work. Guess not. Rabbi Shammai and Beisul do not agree. Do not argue. If somebody lives with his wife's sister, Shaloi Paisul Asishtai, then he doesn't pass to his wife. Aman Nechlegu Babal Chamaisai, somebody who lives with his mother-in-law, Rabbi Shammai and Beisul, he can no longer stay married to his wife. Rabbi Paisul, the Gemara will say the reason for that later. Now Rabbi Yaisi explains himself. Now he explains why don't they argue about a wife's sister. Before people get married, the men can marry anybody. Now it doesn't mean anybody. Obviously there are restrictions. He can't marry an Ergon, he can't marry a Chai V'Lavin. But basically, he's mutter to marry most women in the world. And he muteres b'chal nashim shebayalam. And any single woman is the theoretically can marry most people in the world. Again, there are obviously some restrictions, but basically there's a wide pool of men that she can marry, and he has a large pool of women that he can marry. Then what happens is, Kacha, he's Mekadisher, right? Mr. A is Mekadish, Mrs. A. He was Sarah, the Isra. He imposes Isra upon her, and she makes him usher to some lady. Because he married her, he becomes prohibited to some ladies who are related to her. Meruba Isra Sha'asra, Isra Sha'asra. However, if you take account, he's ushering her on every other man in the world. And she's ushering him on a very select few women. Right? By marrying a woman, you ban her every man in the world while she's married to you. He's only forbidden to marry her relatives. He can marry another woman. Then b'shagig, she or aynas, she had nus against her will. Somebody forced himself upon her. She doesn't become asher to her husband, even though she is prohibited for all people in the world. Still, if she did it by mistake with mezana, right, not willingly, right, not eidach or nothing, she's not. Somebody forced himself upon her. She doesn't become usher. So he, shelo yasher sol b'klei b'seha, now she only ushered him and her relatives. So shagag ba'asheloi, if a guy by mistake lived with her sister, eidah din shelo nesloi b'mutaloi, she doesn't become permitted to him. The woman who so ushered, yet makes a mistake, doesn't become usher to her husband. He who is not so usher, and if he made a mistake, for sure shouldn't be prohibited from his wife. That's what the logic is. Who is more usher, him or her? She's more usher. Yet, if by mistake or against her will, she had a relationship with a man, it doesn't prohibit her to her husband. So the husband, who's less usher, had by mistake a relationship with a relative of hers, it shouldn't usher him in her either. She doesn't become usher to him. He shouldn't become usher to her. That's the logic Rabbi Yaisi says. But that only works with Shaykhik. But by Mazin, if she's Mazana by Mazin, she does become usher to her husband. So what happens if a guy's Mazana with his wife's sister by Mazin? Dr. Gemara. But that didn't look Shaykhik. Rabbi Yaisi said that works for Shaykhik. But Mazin, Minayan. How do I know if a guy by Mazin is Mazana with his wife's sister? How do I know it doesn't affect his relationship with his wife? Talmud Leimer, Isa. Now the truth is, the Gemara could have brought the pasuk right away and not got into logic. Just say to the point. The reason a person is mezada with his wife's sister is not usher to his wife, is exeris hakasim. But the Gemara decides to try to do as much logically as possible and use the exeris hakasim when necessary. B'shayig, we don't need the exeris hakasim. Logic indicates that if a guy by mistake lived with his wife's sister, his wife shouldn't be banned to him. Logic indicates that. But the mezid, you would say, there's no logic. The answer is, it's exeris hakasim, that a woman becomes usher when she has a relationship, not when someone else has a relationship. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Amar Rabbi Yaisi Mephisha Betchila, Rabbi Yaisi Mepharish, Taimed Le'nechlu Le'alchais Isha. He's explaining why are they not arguing by a wife's sister. Shebetchila actually Kiddush Ishto, who Yisra Kol Adam. When a man is Mekadosh a lady, he bans her for every man, V'yisrasi B'krei V'sehav, and she bans him to marry any of her relatives. A woman who forcefully has nus, somebody forced himself upon her, is mutter. This logic, but it doesn't teach me mezid. Because I mezid, if a woman is mezana, she does become usher to her husband. The pasuk says, Isa. V'shachat ish Isa. Isa means her. Only her own indiscretion bans her to her husband. Her sister's indiscretion will not ban her to her husband. Her sister's indiscretion with her husband does not ban her to her husband. Because again, nothing would happen to her. We don't answer a lady because somebody else did an Avera. That's what the point of the pasuk is. A woman did an Avera, she becomes answer to her husband. Somebody else does an Avera, she doesn't become answer to her husband. Because it's somebody else. Amar Rav Ami Amar Resh Lakish. My time is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that by a mother-in-law, everybody agrees, if a guy lives with his mother-in-law, his wife becomes usher. Biblically. Now, Rabbi Yossi said, Beis Shammai holds that way. Rabbi Yehuda said, everybody agrees. Now, here, she's not doing an Avera, his wife. Again, guy married a woman, then he lives with his wife's mother. Yet, Rabbi Yehuda says, everybody would agree that he can't stay married to his wife, which is different than we just said, Isa. She didn't do anything wrong. Her mother did. Her husband did. Why is she becoming banned? Dr. Gemara d'chziv. Isa is saying no other woman living with her man is going to ban her. Only if she does something wrong.
That's by
a wife's sister and a wife's mother. What's the difference?
There's a tension by a wife's sister.
Again, it's a diyuk from the word Isa. The Torah doesn't say a word about wife's sister.
By her Ashes
Ish that's Mizana. The Torah writes, a woman that's Mizana becomes banned to her husband. And the Torah says, if a man lives with her. With her is to say, she becomes Usher for her indiscretion.
But all other cases,
so comes along Rabbi Yehuda and he says a mother-in-law is different, and the question is why? What difference does it make his wife's sister or his wife's mother? In both cases it wasn't her, it was somebody else's indiscretion.
It's excluded from Isa. In other words, she's not one of my
that's the question. What's the reason? Dr. Gemara Dixiv, we had this pasuk either yesterday or the day before, I forgot. Again, we had this problem yesterday. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel dealt with that. Burn him and them. And the question was yesterday, what's them? Guy who lives with his mother-in-law, burn him and them. Will you burn his wife? What did his wife do wrong? So yesterday, Rabbi Shmuel said it means one of them. And Rabbi Kiva said, Tup Shatim and Rabbi Kiva. Either she has to be alive, or that it means his mother-in-law and grandmother-in-law. Rabbi Yehuda is saying a different shot. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, no, we don't burn both of them, but both of them get affected. We burn him and one of them, but the reason the Torah said them is because even his wife gets affected by this. Do we burn his wife? The Torah is saying they're both affected. One of them gets burnt. The other one becomes banned to her husband. So what happens is Reuben is mezana with his mother-in-law. The Torah says he's chayav shreifa, and they. Now what's the they? So yesterday we had two different explanations of the word they. Today we're saying Rabbi Yehuda's explanation, which not that they both get shreifa, but they both are affected by this act. His mother-in-law by being chayav shreifa, and his wife by being become banned to her husband. So this, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is an exception to Isa. The Torah wrote an exception to Isa by writing the word etzet.
What's the practical, what is it to make a mamzer after this is committed? He's destined to be burned anyway.
But yeah, it's only burnt if there's hatra.
He
doesn't get burnt.
But she can't
if Adam testified that he was mezana with her mother, according to Yehuda, she becomes banned to her husband. The Rabbani Shem takes care of that. We can't take care of what the Rabbani Shem doesn't take care of.
So it would make them there if she...
It's not so simple. Let's say he stays married to his wife. Is that Chai Bekrisis? The Torah bans him from staying married to his wife. What degree, what severity of prohibition is that? Is that a Chai Bekrisis? Pashtus not. There's no machlokes here. Nobody talks about it. Rabbi Yehuda says she becomes bad. Everybody else, she doesn't become bad. Rabbi Yehuda says that both Isham and Bissel hold that she becomes bad to her husband. But it's not Chai Bekrisis. It's not even a law. Might just be an assay. I don't know. I don't know if it would make Mamzerim. It's a sin. Right, he doesn't agree to Rabbi Shmuel. And he doesn't like Rabbi Kiva's pshat and Essen either. He has a third pshat. That Essen means they're both affected. Now, in his pshat, they're not both burned. They're both affected. Rashi.
Well, is there more focus if they say,
yeah, there's one man the Yomer in Rabbi Kiva that says even Chayv Essen. Rashi, my time in Rabbi Yehuda Damra Abal Chamayis Apostle is Ishtai. Bichi Abai, Kol Abai is Kule Betreifa. Ishtai Machatis, what did his wife do? Back to the Gemara. Talk to Gemara, Amra Yehuda Mishmu, Ein Halacha Kerb Yehuda. We don't pass Gemara to Yehuda, and therefore, a man who's Mezana with his mother-in-law does not become banned from his wife. Ahuda Avadi Surah Bechamsei. There was a story. A man went and was mezana with his mother-in-law in Bavel. You don't do Mises Bezin in Bavel. And I don't know if he was warned. I have no idea what the story was. We know he was mezana with his mother-in-law. Asher Rabbi Yehuda Nagdei. Rabbi Yehuda gave him Malkus. That was in the power of Rabbi Yehuda to do. He could whip somebody. So he whipped the guy for transgressing this prohibition of living with his mother-in-law. Amrle, and then Rabbi Yehuda told him, if not of the fact that Shmuel told me that we don't ban a wife because of an indiscretion with a mother-in-law, I would have answered you to live with your wife. Meaning personally, I would want to punish you. I would want to say, no, can't stay with your wife anymore. But I can't because Shmuel told me that halacha is not that way. So I'm not going to do it. But my hagasha, my feeling is that I should do it, but I can't do it. Not that long. Rashi?
He
didn't make an exception. He just said, I wish I could do this, but I can't. Rashi?
as opposed to physical knowledge? Does there have to come up with an initial Lazara that he says, if you do this?
No.
So this is just a punishment that has nothing to do with
it. Correct. This is Malchus Mardus. It's rabbinic Malchus, which is much less controlled than biblical Malchus. The Rabbanan use it when they feel necessary, and according to some opinions, it's not limited in number. Right. Correct. Rashi, Asvisa Alokhm Intasach, I would ask you your wife. Fine. Okay, so now we go back to yesterday's Brisa.
What is the Brisa and the Brisa is Kin Asher, right?
Correct. He could. He just said, I wish I could pass him that it's Asher, but it's not Asher.
No.
He could have said, I'm making an exception, I'm asking you anyway.
Right.
But he didn't do that. He didn't make an exception. He says, I wish I could, but Shmuel told me we don't paskin that way, so I'm not going to do it. They have to want to go over and above. He didn't want to go over and above. He wanted to do the law. Okay, let's go back to the Braisa that we talked about yesterday. The Braisa started with logic to say that a person who lives with his wife's sister should become banned to his wife. What was the logic? The Braisa said there's a light Isser. Isser Kal. Now yesterday I said the Maskana of this Gemara because Rashi did. The word Isser Kal I translated as Eishes Ish. And the reason it was Kal is because it's not lifelong, it's not life-lasting. It could be changed with divorce. That's what we said yesterday. It's the one erva that can be removed during the lifetime of both parties. But that's the Gemara's maskana. At this point, the Gemara is approaching the word Isser Kal and saying, what does it mean? Now, what did the Braisa say? Madach Isser Kal, which is life, right? If somebody is mezana with her, her husband, well, we know that, the one who made her usher becomes usher. The cause of her isser to the one she's mezana with becomes banned through her znut. So for sure, achais isha, which is a stricter isser, and she is banned because of her sister, when she's mezana, her sister should become usher. That was the logic the Gemara used yesterday. Now, we filled in the blank what Isser Kal meant. But the Gemara here doesn't know yet. We're smarter than the Gemara here.
Where did he say Isser Kal?
In the Braisa. Back 5 lines from the top. Mam Makim Shaba Isser Kal Nesar Ha'Isser. Somebody who lives with a light Isser, the one who banned this relationship becomes banned through this relationship. So for Achais Isha, the wife banned the relationship with her sister, so by having a relationship with her sister, it should affect the wife. That was the logic. And we came back with a pasuk that says it's not true. Again, that's the maskana of the Gemara.
Oh.
You know the maskana because yesterday I learned Rashi, who said the maskana. But really now the Gemara is going to approach it and say, what is this Isser Kal? We know the final answer. Because yesterday I explained that Isser Kal means Eishes Ish. And the reason Eishes Ish is called Kal, light, is because it's removable during the lifetime of both parties. The only erva. But a person can have a wife, she's an Eishes Ish, and he divorces her, and she's no longer an Eishes Ish. Both are partial alive. The husband's alive, the wife is alive, and she's no longer an erva. The only erva that doesn't need death to make it permissible. Needs death. Most erevas don't get removed, period. But some get removed by the death of one of the parties. Or a brother's wife if there's no children. The death of the brother. The only iser that gets removed without anybody dying is Eishes Ish. That's the maskana of the Gemara and the translation of Yisrakal. That's because Rashi decided to explain the Gemara by telling you what the Gemara is going to say at the end. But the Gemara now doesn't know that. And we're going to try to fit in different cases of what is Yisrakal. At the end of the day, we'll get to what we said yesterday, that Yisrakal is Eish HaSish. But the Gemara is going to have to go through a process to get there. Whereas Rashi gave me the answer when he explained the Gemara at the beginning. Meaning, I'll be honest, had Rashi not done it, I would have said, to be determined, whatever Yisrakal is. But Rashi told us. So once Rashi told us, I said it, because I learned Rashi. But now the Gemara is going to act as if it doesn't know, not act. The Gemara doesn't know what Yisrakal is, and works through all kinds of scenarios to figure out, is this the Yisrakal that the Gemara is referring to? No. That she no longer is an Eish HaSish. She can marry all the people she wasn't allowed to marry. Meaning, every erva, once it's an erva, never gets removed unless somebody dies. Here, you have a woman that's an Eish HaSish, and she becomes a non-Eish HaSish without any party dying. It's the only erva. No other erva is removable without the death of somebody, or most are not even removable with the death of somebody. Is she mutter after death? So the Gemara said yesterday that everybody agrees she's usher. The question is it still a severe or not? Does she get strafe? Is there strafe after death?
But no one holds divorced the daughter.
No, absolutely not. There would be a key of strafe going to everybody. If you divorce the daughter, the mother-in-law is still an Isser Sreifa.
But
she died. It's not like this. We have one Mount Yamar going to Bekiva that said it's no longer Sreifa.
We're trying to find a case that no one's done it. What?
She's not an Eish HaSish. She's a Grusha. It's a separate Isser.
But if she would have been an Almana, she'd be
okay. Again. Ruvay divorces his wife. His wife is no longer Eish HaSish to anybody.
She's not Eish HaSish.
She's not Eish HaSish. Happens to be, she's a Grusha. So something new kicks in. Not an Eish HaSish. She lives with a Kai, she's not Kai for Erva. She's a free lady. Again, that's because it's a Chai B'Lav, and it's not an Erva. It's not Eish HaSish. No. Not Karis. Not Karis.
Oh, this is
Frank the Gemara Ma Yisrakal. What is this Yisrakal? So the Gemara is going to try different formulas of what Yisrakal is and reject each and every one till we get to the truth. Frank the Gemara Ma Yisrakal. So let me explain what the Gemara is going to try at the beginning. Reuven was married to Rachel. Reuven divorced Rachel, and Rachel married Shimon, perfectly legal. When Rachel married Shimon, Shimon married Rachel, Rachel becomes banned to her original husband. Because now, if anything would happen to the second husband, she would not be allowed to go back to the first husband. That's the halacha. A woman married, got divorced, and then remarried, can no longer ever go back to her first husband. I don't care which way. She becomes banned from her first husband. That means Shimon, husband number two, is banning her from ever going back to her first husband. That's what's happening. Reuven, nothing wrong. Reuven married Rachel, divorced her. Shimon married her, perfectly legal, but by marrying her, he has imposed a ban forever on his wife from ever remarrying her first husband. She goes and violates that and remarries her first husband after the second one divorces her. The first husband bans her from ever remarrying the second husband. So the one who banned this lady from marrying her first husband becomes banned by the first husband, if he lived, if he did an Avera. Again, Reuven married Rachel, divorced her. Shimon married Rachel. Everything was right. Shimon divorced Rachel. Rachel was not allowed to marry Reuven because of Shimon, because she was married to Shimon. Now she went and married Reuven. She violated the law. Reuven marries Rachel. It's a valid marriage, illegal but valid. Now Rachel can't remarry Shimon ever. So the one who banned Rachel to Reuven now becomes banned because of Reuven. It's an Isser Kal because it's only a lav. And yet we see that the one who banned becomes banned by the person he banned. Reuven, Shimon banned Rachel to Shimon, Reuven, and Reuven, who is banned, bans her back to Shimon. Again, but Reuven, this is the case when the one who became usher bends her back to the one that ushered. Doesn't make a difference why, but that's the fact.
And therefore, what's the point of that?
So Madach and Yitzchakal, that happens. So when a person lives with his wife's sister, who's banned to him because of his wife should become usher. That was the logic of the Gemara. A person who takes his grusha back after she got married. Second husband marries her, bans her on her first husband. Her husband, first husband, remarries her. He asks her on her second husband. So the one who got banned because of somebody now afters that somebody. The one who became banned because of Shimon now afters the woman on Shimon. So we want to make a kal v'chomer. That's only a lav. So for sure, if a guy lives with his sister-in-law who's banned because of his wife, by living with his sister-in-law, he should ban his wife. Zuck Rashi. The second husband married her. He asked her the first husband. That's a light Isser, beloved. Now she becomes Asher to husband number two, because now it's his wife that got remarried. The second husband becomes Asher. Shai Yisrael Zeharishin Shechzira. He asked her on the first husband, who now took her back, and asked her on the second husband. Zakti Gemara, it's not a comparison. For three reasons. Number one, Ma'alam Azug Yishasim Shadisish Kenit Magav. How can you compare a wife's sister to a Magzug Yishasai when she herself did the indiscretion? Again, she lived with her first husband. Therefore, she became usher to her second husband. She's the one that did it. It wasn't done by an other party. Achais Isha was done by a different party. Her sister did it. Here you're saying the woman becomes usher to Shimon because she did an Avera. Right? She married Reuven. So, you want to say that a sister should usher her sister? She didn't do anything. The wife didn't do anything. That's the first reason. Number two is Yisura Barayv, what Baruch Maitre said. It's not marrying Reuven that asters her and Shimon. Anybody she marries, she's asters and Shimon. She could have married Levi Yehuda and Zakazul, and she becomes asters and Shimon. It happens to me, she married Reuven. The sister is a very specific thing. And number three is Yisura Yisraela. Never gets removed. A Magdug Rishasa is banned for life. A Chais Isha gets removed with death. So you're saying Magzug Rishasa is more lenient? I have three reasons why we should view Magzug Rishasa as more severe. A, she committed the Isser, the prohibition. Two, it didn't have to be Reuven to commit any man. And three, it's forever. Whereas Achais Isha, the woman didn't do a thing wrong. Number two is, it's only with her sister. It's not like any other woman would have been Madonna with her husband would have been affected. And number three is it's a removable issue with the death of her sister. And therefore, it's not as severe at all. How can you say this is more severe in a Magzir Gershasai? Yet the punishment it is, but in three ways, Magzir Gershasai is more severe. Rashi. Ma'al Magzir, Taimer Bebaal Chais Ishai, Shetaser Ishta, you want to answer his wife? Shloi Nitma Gufai, but she didn't do anything wrong. Ve'Yisrael Chais Ishta Eide Yisraelam, and it's not a permanent Yisrael, Shemesach Ishta Mutar Bachaisa, the kind of Yisrael that can be removed. Rashi is not Gairus Yisrael Bereiv, the other Yishayim are, and I let it in. Zakti Gemara, Elo Amar Resh Lakish, Yevama. We're going to try a different case of an Isser Kal. The case of Yevama being Mizana. Now, question is, who was she Mizana with? Frek the Gemara Yevama Lama. Okay, so let's set up the first case. The Gemara is going to try the following case. Reuven was married to Rachel. Reuven died. He had no children. She's a Yevama. She's supposed to marry Shimon. She went ahead and was Mizana with Levi. Why was Levi not allowed to marry her? Because of Shimon. Because Shimon existed, therefore she was not allowed to marry Levi. She's Yevama L'shok. No Zika. Yevama L'shok. Tyra said, Yevama can't get married. To love.
Yes.
So again, Reuben died, no children. Now she is bound to Shimon. Because of her bind to Shimon, she's not allowed to marry Levi. She went ahead and married Levi. We had Rabbi Nuna who said, that any of Yama that's Mizana, it's like what Rabbi Nuna said, any of Yama that's Mizana can no longer have Yibum. So Shimon asked her to Levi, and Levi, by marrying her, asked her on Shimon. So the one who asked became Asher by the one he banned. Shimon asked her to marry Levi, and when Levi lives with her, he asked her back on Shimon. So here's an Isser Kal, it's only a lav, and the person who got banned, Levi, answers her back on Shimon. That would be the case of Isser Kal. Again, there's two problems. Number one is, there, again, the woman committed the prohibition. As a Chais Isha, the woman did nothing. And B, again, over there, the woman is answered to every man in the world, whereas this lady is only answered to her sister's husband. She's not usher to other people. So you can't compare Yevama L'shok, who's usher to everybody, to a case of Achais Isha, which is a very limited answer. Let's read it inside. Yevama L'man, Ilei Mela'achar, she was Mizana with somebody else, Ugid Ramuna. Davar Ramuna, Shemaris Yavim Shizinsa, Asur Yevama. Shemaris Yavim that was Mizana is usher to Yevama. Right? So he ushers her to Levi, because he lived, Shimon, and Levi asks it back to him by living with her. But Ma'i Levama Shekinit Ma'agov, number one is she committed the prohibition, and Isura Bereiv, and it's asked to every person. Didn't have to be Levi, it could be Yehudi Yisachar Zvulun either, too. Whereas by the wife's sister, it's a very limited Isser. Rashi. Yevama Laman, Mi Ba'a Lama Isser, who's the one that lived with her? Ilem Yevama La'achar, Shabu'a Lama Echad Min Ashok. Somebody from the outside lives with her. Vainu Isser Kal. The Lav Ba'alma, only a Lav. Utani. Netzar Ha'itzer. The one who bans becomes banned. Netzar Ba Yevama, her Yavam becomes Aser. Shai Aiser out there, because of Ramuna. The problem is, Yisura Bereiv. L'chol Adam Isser Achle Cholta. Not a limited Isser. It's not allowed to marry anybody before Chalitza. Taim Abachais, Isser Shai Natsur El Lazah. It's a very limited Isser. She's ushered to her sister's husband. That's it. Zog de Gemara, Elo Yevama La'achim. Now, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to first say Tyson's is shot in this Gemara, because it reads much better. And then we'll worry about Rashi as we read Rashi. What happened is, a case of the Yevama that married a brother. Now, what does that mean? Avad Ba'maimer, hi, Asra La'adahai. Reuven died, he had no children. He left over two brothers, Shimon and Levi. Shimon went and did Maimer. And the Gemara now is operating, the Maimer is biblical. That's what Taisa said. And therefore, Shimon biblically did Maimer. Remember, we had all back in Yevamas, is Maimer biblical or not? The Gemara is operating, the Maimer is biblical. So Shimon did Maimer, so she no longer can have Yibum to Levi. Because Shimon did Maimer. He cornered her. She no longer can have, biblically, no longer can have Yibum from Levi. Levi goes ahead and lives with her. He offers her from Shimon. So now you have a case where Shimon asked her to one man, his brother, and that brother turns back and asks it to him. So it's a limited answer, right? It's a limited answer.
And she didn't do any answer.
What?
Maimer's not Nitma,
but then she lived with her brother. But the Gemara is going to slug it up differently. The Gemara could have slugged it up that way. Talk to Gemara. Elo Yivamalach, Avid Ba Maimer Hai. One brother does Maimer. Asra Leada Hai. He asks her on the other brother. Bo Le Idoch. The other brother lives with her. Asra Leada Hai. He asks her back to the first brother. Problem is, he could ask her without living with her. Shimon does Maimer, she tosses it to Levi. Levi does Maimer, she offers it back to Shimon. Because remember, the Rabbanan say you can have two Maimers. So Maimer Yishabal Sheni, I feel love about Maimer. You don't have to have living there. We're talking about Chaisisha being Mazana. There, it has nothing to do with Nut. Even if he just did Maimer, he offers her and his brother. Not to be maker mutter again to the first husband. So the Gemara like Kasha. That can go like Gamliel, who says there's only one Maimer, second Maimer is meaningless. So the Gemara, he doesn't have to live with her to answer it to the first husband, to first brother. Levi can write her a get, and that will ban Shimon from doing Yibum. Or Levi can give her Chalitza, and that will ban Shimon from doing Yibum. It's not a question of living. We're talking about Znus. There's no Znus necessary there. Shimon does Maimer, and Levi can ban her or Shimon by doing a bunch of things. So why do we, what's that going to do with our case? That's for sure. Right. So therefore the Gemara doesn't like that case, we'll move on to the next case. The problem here is, Maimer's rabbinic. So I took Tysus' shot, who says that the Gemara is operating under the assumption that Maimer is biblical. Rashi says Maimer's rabbinic. And the question is, what is it doing here if we're talking about rabbinic? That's the kash on Rashi. Well, we're on Rashi. That's the kash on Rashi. Rashi's bringing in rabbinic, and we're trying to make a biblical Kal Vachomer to a wife's sister, and we're bringing a case of rabbinic ban? That's the problem. So Tysus takes care of it by saying, in the Tysus of Abba Maimer, that we're going to Maimer's biblical. But Rashi says it's rabbinic, and the question is, if it's rabbinic, what's it doing here? Let's read Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Eliyavam Alachim, Shaboa Le Echad Min Achim Be'Isser, Asrala Israla. The second brother lives with her. When it's prohibited, he asks her on the one who asked her on him. Mechidami. The other became a Maimer. The first one did Maimer. The Asralidach. Now Levi can't do anything. Now here Rashi throws in. Behind Maimer, Yavam and Drop Bonanu. It's only rabbinic. But Lav Kedushin Gemurim Lamavi Ashesish. She's not an Ashesish. The Kibola Shani, and when Levi lives with her, Ba Isser Kalu. It's not a severe Isser, it's a lenient Isser. It's rabbinic. Avilahi Asrala Rishon, Vinasar Isralov. He asks her on Shimon. So Shimon banned Levi, and Levi comes back and banned Shimon. But the problem is, Ba'ala Shani, the Tony Malkum Shabal Isser Kalu. Don't need him to live with her. I feel the cause of us of a mimer, not the astral of a mimer reason. Trabon and Damiash mimer, Acha mimer. Lady can do mimer and banner to Shimon. And I feel nothing again. Claim out Paul Hachi. So don't ask him mimer, because it might go like the Leo, who says no mimer, Acha mimer. And I feel nothing get. Meaning, I feel nothing get. I'm reading the Bach. Claimer. And a Paul Hachi. I feel nothing that get. A cholat. Asra Ba'a Maimer. He answers on the Ba'a Maimer. The Maidurim Gamliel, she has get Acha Maimer, Yesh Chalit Tacha Maimer. Shem answers that Maimer, Ba'achim, and nothing get the Chalit, Pasla Yadai. So, you don't need her to live, so therefore this is not a good case. Now, the question of Rashi is a great question. How can rabbinic be brought in here? I'm not going to get involved. There's one answer I saw, but I don't want to confuse people, so I'll just leave it with the question. Rashi's bringing a rabbinic situation to prove a biblical one. Tysus gets out of it by saying, we're going with the opinion that Maimer is biblical. Rashi says Maimer is rabbinic. So how do you prove from rabbinic? I might mention the answer quickly. Rabbi Chanan says that the Rabbanan wouldn't do this unless in the Torah this is something done. So since the Rabbanan did it, we want to prove that the Torah recognizes this concept, that somebody, Reuven bans, Shimon bans his wife on Levi, and Levi, the Yavam on Levi, and Levi can re-ban her. The Rabbanan wouldn't do that if biblically we never found it. So therefore the Gemara feels it can prove biblical from this rabbinic. Because Rabbanan wouldn't do such a thing if it's never done in the Torah. So therefore, we see that Rabbanan felt this was good, so we can use it for biblical purposes. Because Rabbanan would never do it if it wasn't done biblically.
But doing this isn't the same as being biblical?
No, it's not. But it's an indicator that Rabbanan felt that this was a biblical concept. You're right. This is what the question, that's why Tysus argues on Rashi. It's only rabbinic. Correct. Correct. And for the Gemara, Elam Rabbi Yechon and Saita. Saita is a woman that was Mizana. A woman, Rashi's Ish, was Mizana. So she is the case of Ischakal. Frek the Gemara, Saita Laman. Now let me set up. What? I did that. Then it goes like a meal that says, Amai Ma'achamai, but the Gemara came back and said it could be Get or Chalitza. So let's do the case, Saita. So let's set up Saita. Reuven marries Rachel. Rachel's Mizana willingly with Shimon. No Kinoi, no. Saita just means good. Doesn't mean the halach of Saita was Kinoi Stira. Well, let's say it is. Let's say it's Kinoi Stira. He warned her. She went privately in a room. Two Adam came and said she was privately in a room. She becomes banned to Reuven. So listen to what happens. Reuven banned her on Shimon by marrying her. Reuven married Rachel. She's banned to Shimon. Shimon bans her back to Reuven. Right? Sorry. Let's take it back. Reuven married Rachel. Shimon had Yichstira with her, went privately into a room after he was warned. At that moment, right, Reuven becomes banned to her. He cannot live with his wife. She's a Saita. Till she drinks and gets exonerated, he no longer can live with his wife. He goes ahead and lives with his wife. She now no longer can marry Shimon, because since she no longer can drink, because once the husband lives with her, she can't drink. We had this earlier in the Masechta. So now, if the husband decides to divorce her, she can't marry the person who's accused of having a relationship with her. So Reuven got banned by Shimon, and by living with her, he banned Shimon. Again, Rachel was Mizana with Shimon. By being Mizana with Shimon, she became banned to her husband until she drinks and exonerates herself. Reuven went and lived with his wife, which he wasn't supposed to do. He bans her on Shimon now, that Shimon will never be able to marry her because the water won't work. So here you have an Ischakal, because Reuven living with his wife was only allowed. It's his wife. But he's not allowed to. But by doing it, he bans the one who banned him. Exactly. Oh, by the way, even a woman that was Mizana, her husband lives with her, it's only a love. A love. So let's read it again. Elam Rabbi Yechon and Saita. So it's a Saita Laman. Elam Labal, a Saita who became banned to her husband, who now bans her by living with her to her person who she's accused of having an affair with. Baal Abal, Australia, the Baal. That would be the case, right? The Baal offered her to the Baal, Mr. Affair offered her to her husband. And by the husband living with her, he offers her now from ever marrying Mr. Affair.
Had he not lived with her?
Then she would drink.
And if she divorces her,
if she's exonerated, yes. She never had a relationship with him. Dr. Rashi, Saita Laman. Lami Nivala the Karla Isakau. Iname Labau. She Nivala Labau Aka Shakina Love and Istra. She lived with her husband after she was warned and went privately into her room. That's here later Sivanistri Vinitma. Funny Natsar Aitzer. Asral Abayal, he offers her to miss her affair. I feel like I'm so even if the husband were to die, I can feel like she's a. The problem with that is, even if the husband refuses to give her to drink, he doesn't live with her. Reuven's wife, Rachel, had Sira with Shimon. She became banned to Rachel, to Reuven. Reuven says, you know what? I'm not interested. I'm not interested in staying married to you. I don't want you to drink. I'm not interested. I'm divorcing you. She can never marry Shimon. She has to be exonerated. She was not exonerated. Or let's say Reuven just says, I'm divorcing you. Out. Goodbye. I'm not giving you the drink. I'll let you stay. I'm not giving you a divorce. I'm not giving you the drink. Be an iguna. I don't care. She can't marry Shimon, even if Reuven dies. It doesn't take Reuven living with her to ask her to Shimon. It's the lack of drinking that asks her to Shimon. Even if she doesn't live with her Reuven, even if Reuven died, but he never gave her to drink, or he divorced her and never gave her to drink, she can't marry Shimon. So it's not Reuven's living with her that asks her to Shimon. It's the fact that unless she's exonerated, she's asked to Shimon. Nothing to do with Reuven. She's accused of having an affair with Shimon. She has to be exonerated. If not, she's asked to Shimon. Reuven doesn't ask her to Shimon. The only way to become legal is to drink. If there's no drink, she doesn't become legal. So I think about my Yubala. I feel like I was asking a gap. But I feel like I ain't any mashka. Even if he gave her a gift, or he just said, I don't care. I'm not taking you to drink. I don't care. Just stay here. Get lost. She can never marry Shimon, even if Reuven died. Because it's not Reuven that asks her on Shimon. It's her accused affair that asks her on Shimon unless she's exonerated. Rashi. What? No, so it's not that the Eitzer after the Netzer after the Eitzer. It's not Reuven rebanning Shimon.
Didn't we have to start this whole
thing with making the appeal? Again, the case was Reuven warned his wife, Shimon asked her on Reuven, and Reuven re-asked her on Shimon.
That alone is the vehicle to make it, that makes for.
Yeah, but that's not an Issachar, that's Eishes Ish. We're looking for an Issachar. We're looking for a love. Rashi. Ella Saita Shinivala Mayu Yabala, I'm sorry. Beloy Bala Nami. Bisha Shinistri Imay Nasra Bal Babayo. Laila, forever. Achatishnik is not Nitma Nitma Shnepam Megalabal Megalabayo. Not Reuven that bans her to Shimon. It's the accused indiscretion. The possible indiscretion that bans her to Shimon. So it's not Reuven that's rebanning her to Shimon. So at this point, we haven't found a case yet of Issachar that A bans B and B rebans A that would be an analogous case to a wife and her sister.
But when B